Hi, I'm Bill Maz. I played for the Chiefs from 1984 to 1993. I played nose tackle and defensive end.
The second for Moss tonight.
Billy Bob Moss is playing some kind of football game.
Every team believes that they have the greatest fans in the world. But I can tell you, without question, without doubt, where they reside. And that's right here in Kansas City. They understand football, and they know what they're doing. And when they bring the heat, it's quite a bad place to play if you're the opponent. You know, when I think about great games, the one that's like no other was the Monday Night Football game against Buffalo Bills. It had been a long, long time since Kansas City had a Monday Night Football game. We just, well, quite frankly, we weren't worthy of it. But when we got going and we got a little bit better and Marty came here and the tides started to change a little bit, they knew that we had something. And we got a Monday Night game against the AFC representatives for the last three Super Bowls. And they came to Arrowhead Stadium, and they wished they had.
Rolling out of the pocket, Kelly. He stands. He's hit. He's spun. He's sacked. It's the fourth time Kelly has bit it tonight. That time it was Billy Moss.
You know, in my opinion, Marty Schottenheimer, what he did for this organization is why he is in the Ring of Fame. He took a lot of years combined of misdirection, and in 1 year, gave us direction, gave us reason, hope, and belief.
That you know how to do, you can succeed. Man, it is a great tribute to everybody in this room. It's a great tribute more than to your ability, but to your mentality.
Now I currently reside still here in Kansas City. I've never left Lee's Summit since I came here in 1984. I'm involved in commercial real estate with Lock & Company. It's a fun time. You know, I've had the opportunity to broadcast. I've dabbled in other business ventures. I've owned businesses. I sell real estate. I buy real estate. But there's nothing that can compare to playing football. It really isn't. Because when I wake up every day, you know, you go to work, you do your job, you come home, and then you just get up the next day and do your job and come home. But there's never really a result. In football, you get a result. You work all week long, and at the seventh day, at the end of the day, you know whether you won or lost. You know, the rest of the time of your life, you kind of go through life and you really never know. Did I win or did I lose? You just get up the next day and keep going. Kansas City Chiefs Ambassadors is a great, great format. It was the only one in all the 32 teams. Kansas City has it. One, is I get to still be a part of something great. You're here, it's the Chiefs, it's the National Football League, it's Arrowhead Stadium, it's the fans. It's those things that it's, you can't replace that. The second part of about being ambassadors is the guys. You know, I think if you talk to any ex-professional athlete in any sport, they say, what do you miss about it? And you miss the locker room, you miss the guys. You miss the guys being the guys. And we have that opportunity through meetings once a month where we all congregate. And it's just, we're just all guys doing the same thing. Doing the same thing we were doing 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. We're just together. And the third part about it is we get to work with the community. We get to keep our ties with the fans that we've come to know and love. And we also get to do a lot of charitable events, and that's what the Chiefs Ambassador is all about.